You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. If the U.S. Census stays on schedule, the first forms will go to rural Alaska in January, and people across most of the rest of the United States will get forms by mid-March. Early this summer, I talked with NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wong about how the census coordinators will handle areas like the town of Paradise, which was decimated by wildfires. Places where so many people are gone.
Generally speaking, they do have ways of making sure that areas affected by natural disasters, they send census workers, dedicated census workers, to visit every address they have on file to make sure those addresses have a mailing instructing them how to participate in the census. And in some cases, sometimes the Census Bureau also, in addition to leaving a mailing with instructions or a form, they also do in-person interviews and make sure that people are counted and their information is collected. One thing to keep in mind is for 2020, for the first time, all households in the U.S. will be able to participate online, which may make it easier for some folks who may be displaced, but they still have access to their phone, smartphone. If they can get on the internet, there will be a website you can put in your information. You don't have to wait for a paper form to arrive or make the effort to put it in the mail. Or you can also call a 1-800 number for the first time, and that will be available in multiple languages for the first time as well. So multiple options to allow people to make sure they participate.
There is precedent for dealing with disasters. New Orleans, for example, post-Katrina must be one. I think the difference now is that natural disasters in this time of climate change are hitting many more towns and cities much more often. And so the need for people on the ground to respond in this way must have really jumped.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that Puerto Rico has already been designated as a place that will receive census workers on the ground visiting every address that the Census Bureau has on file, every household address. And census workers will be leaving mailings and possibly forms and not relying on the mail service, just making sure there's that in-person delivery in order to make sure that Puerto Rico is counted.
So, Hansi, play this out for us in Paradise. And I know it's speculative at this point, but how might a count happen there next year?
Well, it's possible, again, that the Census Bureau is going to look at its list of addresses that they have for Paradise. And if it is designated as one of these areas that receives special attention, there will be census workers delivering in person mailings and forms with instructions, possibly paper forms, instructions on how to go online or call a 1-800 number. And if there is no response from that address, the Census Bureau will have to do some detective work and figure out, is this an abandoned home or is this maybe someone is displaced from their home? And the census workers will also be keeping an eye out in these areas that are hit by disasters to see where are the places that people have been displaced, where may they be living temporarily? Are there trailer parks that have popped up or are being populated? And if those areas are found, the Census Bureau may send census workers to interview people in person to make sure that those folks are counted.
I'm talking with NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wong. I find it interesting, Hansi, that this is your beat. When did that happen and what was the conversation that led up to this in NPR's decision making?
Well, I started covering the 2020 census about 2 years ago. I started covering this in 2017, something that isn't happening until 2020. But you know what's really interesting and I think really important to drive home here is a lot of the decisions about the census, about the 2020 census, are made in the years before the census actually starts. How people are counted, who is counted, and what information is collected. Those are decisions that are made in the years leading up to it. And I've been tracking those decisions and trying to understand it and trying to help our listeners and our readers understand it, because this is a constitutional mandate to count every person living in the country. And these numbers, this data, affect people's daily lives, believe it or not. It may seem really bureaucratic, it may seem very abstract, but these are numbers that determine how many congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets. It also determines federal funding, how that is distributed around the country. More than $880 billion a year in federal funding for schools, for roads, for other public services. It is distributed partly based on the population counts of your local community. And this census is only done once. There are no do-overs. So whatever data are collected in 2020, that's going to be data that will live with us for the next 10 years. And that's going to be the snapshot. They're going to be the building blocks to build the reality that we're all living under. Policymakers are relying on this to make sure they make sound policy decisions. Also, businesses rely on this to figure out where to build new supermarkets. So this is really fundamental to what our next 10 years is going to look like.
So back to Paradise, if its population at the time is only 3,000 or 4,000 people, that becomes the new population of the town, correct?
That would be the official population, if that is what is ultimately counted by the Census Bureau. And, you know, one other thing to keep in mind here is, you know, it's a tricky question. The census counts people where they usually live or sleep. And for folks who do a lot of traveling or maybe are displaced because of natural disasters, that's the question to keep in mind. You know, where do you put your address? And so for folks who are displaced by natural disasters, like a wildfire, that can be a very complicated question. Where you're usually live or sleep, maybe at the time of the census, you're not quite sure just yet. And so that will have impact on what the official count of places hit by wildfires will be.
What happens if someone doesn't complete a census form? Is there follow-up in any way?
If you leave any of the questions incomplete on a census form, you submit that, it's possible that you may get a follow-up phone call. You may get a follow-up in-person visit from a census worker to try to fill out that information. That's possible. And according to federal law, every household is required to answer every question on the census. And if you do not, you could be subject to a fine.
So back to what you were mentioning about how people will be contacted. The census form might come in the mail. It can be completed online. There is an 800 number that's in English and Spanish where people can respond. As well as other languages. Are there concerns about information being protected with these various ways of filling out the questions?
Yes, this is going to be the first census that every household can participate online. That brings cybersecurity risks. And this is also a major concern at the Census Bureau. And the Census Bureau has already reached out to Department of Homeland Security as well as federal intelligence agencies to try to be proactive and address these issues. The Census Bureau has also reached out to social media companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter to try to think, can they address possible disinformation campaigns and possible attempts to really cause confusion and disrupt the census? Not only it's going to be the first census for everyone to participate online, but also it's going to be happening during a very heated presidential race,
right?
2020. Two
right.
things are happening at once, the census and the presidential race.
All right, Hansi, I think we'll stay in touch with you about this, but thanks for filling in a lot of questions that we had and that our listeners had. It was great to have you on Insight.
Thank you for having me.
That was NPR correspondent Hansi Lo Wang. You can hear his ongoing coverage of the U.S. Census on NPR, and we'll continue our CAP Radio coverage of the census count, too. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.